last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global insights, local solutions. Redefining professional services. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post, tell us about a very significant decision today that in relation to wastewater for Dublin.
Yes, after 7 years in the planning process, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme has been finally given the go-ahead by An Cumasúin Pleanála. As I said, first proposed back in 2018 by Uisce Éireann, this is a vital project for both getting water to households and new households in Dublin, because there has been a warning from Irish Water that it would struggle to connect new homes to the water system over the next 5 years, but also to treat wastewater, because right now the big storage and treatment scheme in Ringsend in central Dublin is at its capacity. So this is a vital project which Uisce Éireann say hopefully will be built by 2032 at a cost of now 1.3 billion euro. And I'm pretty sure, Matt, that will cost more than that given the rate of inflation in construction. But this is so important, not just to the Dublin area, but to the commuter belt around Dublin in parts of Kildare and Meath as well. And this will have the capacity to add to cater for water, wastewater treatment for around 500,000 people. So what they are going to do, a great big place out in Clonshock in North Dublin, around 30 acres, there's going to be this giant wastewater treatment facility built over the next couple of years. There's also going to be a big sewage pipeline to take treated wastewater and pump it out into the Irish Sea, around 6 kilometres off the Dublin Bay coast. All of this will take a number of years to build. As I said, the total timeline for it is out to 2032, but some of it will be built before then. And look, everybody knows Irish Water have been really struggling to get infrastructure built over the last number of years. And in Dublin in particular, there has been such a constraint on capacity. The population of the city is driving this, because we have got a huge extra increase in Dublin and we haven't got any extra facilities.
And I'm looking at the photograph on the Irish Times story to illustrate this, and it's got this enormous placard of somewhere near Clonshaw saying no to giant sewage plant. You know, what do people expect? If those people suddenly find that their own effluent is coming back up the toilet at them, they'd be then saying, why don't we actually have the facilities to get rid of it?
And you'd ask yourself, well, what about all the rest of the country where people do live actually near to these scenes? And as I said, the one in Ringsend, it's actually got capacity in the middle of a highly populated area. And you would also say, Matt, as well, well, over the last number of years, there have been developments in the ways to reduce the odour, to reduce smells coming out of this. This is going to be one of the most modern plants in Europe, because when it was proposed back in 2018, the technology was different that would have treated all of this water. But as I said, this is highly needed in a part of the country where the population has grown faster than anybody anywhere else. And it's not just for Dublin. As I said, this will benefit areas around Kildare and Meath, because this pipeline is taking in all the new housing estates that were built, because Dublin has built outwards, not upwards. And the only danger, Matt, to this project is there's still an 8-week window where people can lodge judicial review proceedings from An Bord Pleanála down into the High Court. So you would hope that people out there, and I'll use this word, wouldn't be so selfish in those parts of Dublin where this is going to be built, that would actually go down the High Court route.
Okay, we're going to be talking a bit more about artificial intelligence, generative artificial intelligence, in a little while. But a fascinating report from the professional services recruiter Morgan McKinley about graduate entry roles, the numbers leaving college, getting into them, dropping dramatically, particularly in what might be called the white-collar professions.
It would, and they don't put actual numbers on this, but they say that they have seen a trend emerging, particularly in two key sectors, being accountancy and finance and banking, where the number of junior entry roles has actually decreased sharply. And they are attributing that to the increased use by companies of artificial intelligence, because in a lot of these roles, particularly in the early stages, what are people doing? They're putting data entry into computer systems, and so much of that now can be done by artificial intelligence. Lots of the big data companies now have what's called a screen crawler. They can fill in forms online. You don't need somebody to click boxes. So all of these roles that would have been done by junior people are being done away with in the UK, there is actually hard numbers on it. They've seen a decrease of around one third in the number of junior roles being created year on year, because there's just simply no need for these junior people anymore. And the big fear is, well, if you don't need junior people, where will people get a job in the first place? And what happens to the next level of people, the skilled people you want to actually start making decisions? Where do you have those people if you don't have people that have the skills that they've learned in their basic career?
And meanwhile, AIB today made a big announcement, made a big song and dance about doing a deal with Microsoft for integrating artificial intelligence into its workplace software. And this is at a time when I think the banking unions are quite concerned about what this will mean for about 10,000 staff in AIB.
Because I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that survey carried out by the Financial Services Union of their members, who feared that as artificial intelligence is rolled out, that will displace jobs and particularly displace people who would have thought to themselves, well, my career will be safe over the next few years. And you're right, AIB putting out a press release today saying that pretty much all of its 10,000 staff will have access to Microsoft's AI tool called Copilot, that its in-house technology team will get access to something called Copilot. There's a software it can do coding for software engineers that you don't need people to do it themselves. And as I said, we are seeing companies roll out these tools fairly quickly and say they're actually getting a huge benefit from it. When you think of banking, Matt, lots of decisions are based around credit risk. Should I give this loan to somebody? It used to be done by a person who would assess your risk. Should I give this person a loan? Can they afford to repay it? What's their credit worthiness? Now that's being done by computers, and it's going to be done by artificial intelligence. So there's a big risk for employees who would have done this, but also what happens when the computer makes the decision, when AI says, well, we're not actually giving you this loan, who do you appeal to?
Okay, look, there's one other thing that I want to ask you about. I was aware of this yesterday, but I wanted to give ourselves a bit more time to find out, see what news would emerge on this. The boss of Twitter, as we decide to call it, or AIX since the takeover, Linda Yacarno, resigned after barely 2 years in the role. I wonder, had it anything to do with Grok, the artificial intelligence arm, pumping out pro-Nazi stuff this week?
And saying that Hitler was great and Hitler would have solved everything. That's what the answers were on Grok, which is the ex-ChatGPT lookalike or similar thing. I actually don't think so, Matt, because
I think she was going anyway.
I think she was going anyway, and for different reasons, because I was looking at some of the reporting in the American newspapers today, and what they say is for the last number of months she has been looking for an exit, and one of the reasons she's been looking for an exit from X over the last number of months has not been to do with anything about Elon Musk's political activities or any of these answers that Grok is spewing out. She fears she's actually been sidelined because, as you say, X or Twitter has been merged with Elon Musk's artificial intelligence arm, and all the people who ran that company, the big technology people, are actually taking control of X, and she has been shunted aside more into a meet and greet role with advertisers. So I think she's turning around and saying, looking at the lay of the land, looking at the future of Twitter not perhaps being the social media and advertising led company and more being around technology and artificial intelligence, and deciding to go. And it's very interesting, she put out a long statement yesterday talking about how she was impressed to have turned around the company and standing up for freedom of speech and freedom of expressions. Elon Musk says, thanks for all your help over the last number of years.
Stone them with your ingratitude. Anyway, thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word on Today FM.